Good morning, this is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Ray Jana. The headlines. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, along with Union Minister for Donor Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya, co-chair review meeting through video conferencing in Imphal. Five district council members of Chakma Autonomous District Council in Mizoram quit ruling Zoram People's Movement and joined BJP. Council placed under governor's rule for another 6 months. Secondary school dropout rates in Assam declines by 42% over last decade. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu calls for urgent action to preserve tribal languages. And other news in detail. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, along with Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya, co-chaired a review meeting yesterday through video conferencing at the conference hall of Lok Bhavan in Imphal. The meeting reviewed proposals submitted by the state government regarding the comprehensive development plan for polo in Manipur. The Union Minister advised the team to structure the proposal in a phased manner. The meeting emphasized efficiency and result-oriented implementation to accelerate overall development in the state. In a dramatic political development, five district council members of the Chakma Autonomous District Council in Mizoram quit the ruling Zoram People's Movement and joined the BJP. The development came days after the ZPM claimed to have commanded a majority with 16 members in the 20-member council and asked the governor, Vijay Kumar Singh, to order a floor test to prove the majority. The five elected members joined the BJP soon after withdrawing their primary membership from the ZPM. With this, the BJP's strength in the council has risen to 7. Meanwhile, the Chakma Autonomous District Council has been placed under the governor's rule for another 6 months. The secondary school dropout rates in Assam has declined by 42% over the last decade. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that the state government's education reforms are yielding tangible results, adding that more students in Assam are now enrolled in schools than ever before, calling the achievement a significant endorsement of the government's education policies. The Chief Minister, however, asserted that the goal was far from complete. Startup Nagaland, under the state's Department of Industries and Commerce, yesterday entered a memorandum of understanding with two new technological incubators, Niti Incubation Centre and Aboriginal Business Technology Incubator. The partnership aims to establish a technology-driven startup incubation centre to promote innovation, entrepreneurship and digital transformation in Nagaland. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma said that the centre has waived off a deprecated cost of 5.23 crore rupees to be paid by the state government for buildings and infrastructure vacated by the Assam Rifles in Aizawl. In March last year, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had attended a function in Aizawl marking the relocation of Assam Rifles bases from Aizawl to Zaw Khao Sang. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister informed that the state government has repaid committed liabilities amounting to 63.11 crore rupees in just 2 years after it assumed power in December of 2023. The remaining outstanding amount of 76.46 crore rupees is yet to be cleared. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath yesterday said that the new VBG-RAMG Act is not merely an administrative reform, but a significant step towards opening new avenues for welfare and prosperity in rural life. Addressing an awareness program on the VBG-RAMG initiative at the Mohanpur block premises, the minister highlighted the achievements of the MGNREGA in the state and said that asset creation has always been the core objective of the scheme. The minister also said that the VBG-RAMG initiative places special emphasis on water conservation, water security, asset creation, livelihood enhancement, rural infrastructure development and addressing the challenges of climate change. The Arunachal Pradesh government is rolling out a robust technology-driven inner-line permit system to curb illegal migration and prevent misuse. The digitized platform will track overstaying, expired permits, travel patterns and real-time entry-exit data. The Chief Minister, Pema Khandu, said employers bringing labourers from outside must inform authorities for proper verification. He added that the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation 1873 would be further strengthened to protect indigenous rights, land and culture. A traffic volunteer in Meghalaya was arrested after a video went viral, showing him allegedly forcing a visitor to pay 15,000 rupees as a fine for driving his car into a no-entry zone in Shillong. After an old Maruti 800 car entered the no-entry zone, the Home Guard volunteer attached to the traffic department signalled the driver to stop. As the car did not stop, the volunteer pursued it on a motorbike and intercepted it. The video of the incident went viral on social media, following which police swung into action and arrested him. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday said that at least 8 lakh women in the state connected with self-help groups have become Lakhpati Baidos. The Lakhpati Baido scheme is a flagship initiative of the Assam government aimed at economically empowering women, particularly those associated with self-help groups. The Assam Rifles organised the Northeast Seminar on the theme Resurgent Manipur, Framework for Stability and Sustained Growth at the City Convention in Imphal yesterday. Speaking at the seminar, Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla stressed on the importance of reconciliation, social cohesion, strong governance, strengthened border management, curbing organised crime and enhancing cooperation among all sections of society. He also called for deeper investment in education, skill development, connectivity and youth empowerment to shape a stable and prosperous future. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath yesterday said that the Pithapuli Utsav is not merely a folk tradition but a recognition of the state's agrarian society and the hard work of farmers. He was speaking while inaugurating the three-day Alpana and Pithapuli Utsav organised by the Information and Cultural Affairs Department at Alpana Gram in Langamura, Agartala. The minister said that preserving rural traditions also mean honouring agriculture and presenting the invaluable contribution of farmers before the younger generation. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has called for urgent action to preserve tribal languages, expressing concern over the declining use of mother tongues among the youth. Attending the Golden Jubilee of Sarok Festival of the Aka Hruso community at Bana in Bichom district, Khandu emphasised the role of families, elders and institutions and urged for daily use of indigenous languages at home and in cultural activities. Vice Chairman Niti Aayog Suman K. Berry arrived at Gangtok yesterday on a four-day official visit to Sikkim. Berry is accompanied by member Niti Aayog, Professor Dr. Ramesh Chand, who visited the state to attend a workshop on Frontier State Development Workshop, Focus on Northeast. During their stay, the delegation will take part in official meetings and program-related engagements concerning development planning and policy initiatives for frontier and northeastern states. Chief Minister Pema Khandu flagged off Arunachal Pradesh's first ever consignment of cut flowers to Guwahati, marking a milestone in the state's floriculture sector. The inaugural shipment of 2,000 Asiatic lilium stems from Lower Subansiri district generated about 1 lakh rupees for local farmers. Assam Governor Laxman Prasad Acharya and Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday greeted the people of the state on the occasion of Bhogali Bihu and Uruka. The three-day festival began with feasting Uruka, where communities cook and eat together to celebrate the harvest they have reaped. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended warm greetings to the people on the occasion of Magh Bihu, Makar Sankranti and Pongal, conveying his best wishes for peace, harmony and prosperity. And before we end the headlines once again, Manipur Governor Ajit Kumar Bhalla, along with Union Minister for Donor Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, co-chair review meeting through video conferencing in Imphal. Five district council members of Chakma Autonomous District Council in Mizoram quit ruling Zoram People's Movement and joined BJP. Council placed under governor's rule for another 6 months. Secondary school dropout rates in Assam declines by 42% over last decade. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu calls for urgent action to preserve tribal languages. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.